Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. Also, welcome to the assorted retarded people that are watching us right now. The man in front of me, comedy legend, Toronto bound, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis. Our friend there is peeking.
Yes. He's our waiter tonight.
How you doing?
I'll take a bottle of Chardonnay.
All right. Yeah, coming right up, sir.
I'll take a bottle of Sir, You're Gay.
So, I got new pants.
Mike.
You have new pants?
Yeah.
Oh, you do. All
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Polo Ralph
those
Lauren.
Circus pants.
No, Polo Ralph
You know
Ralph
you look
Lauren.
Like?
Yeah.
Get up and show the crowd. Just get up, put in the middle camera, and bend over.
Yeah.
You look like a little bit like The Fiend.
I don't know who The Fiend is.
He was a wrestler.
I'm going to Google him.
Look like you have clown pants.
Look
yeah,
at those
fiend
pants.
Look at
your
that.
Brother, fucking pinstripe, bro.
Yeah, look at that. Turn around.
Yeah.
Yeah, very slimming.
Bro, they look fucking good.
We can barely tell that they're on an elephant. I like pinstripes.
Yes. What
so do I.
Yeah.
So
you know what you know why I always like them? Make me think of cartoon mobsters.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
It looks like you had the old timey like Al Capone. Like
with
you
those
wouldn't
Tommy
see
guns.
You wouldn't see John Gotti with that, but you'd see like the Al Capone that
the syphilis gangsters.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guys that
the
had a machine gun with the round thing.
Yeah, the Greenville gonorrhea's.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
I had a weird mafia dream a couple nights ago.
I like
this. I was having sex
with Mr. Rizzuto.
No, but it was a very bizarre, like super, it was the type of dream I loved. You know when you start a dream that it's going somewhere and then it goes somewhere else and goes in four different places?
Yeah.
So I have a dream. I'm moving in with my new girlfriend into our new house. And then I realize our new house is the house I grew up in when I was little. It's the exact same house, but it's on a hill next to the ocean. So I'm like, this is fucking amazing. This house looks exactly like the house I grew up in, but it's like right next to the beach. And then all of the neighbors are asking me what it feels like to not be in Rivière-du-Loup, the town of Rivière-du-Loup. They're like, duh, you like it here? It's better in Rivière-du-Loup, right? And I'm like, yeah, it's good.
Well, I don't live in Rivière-du-Loup.
And then they're like, I'm like, why are you talking about Rivière-du-Loup? And they're like, you live there. And I'm like, I don't live there. And they're like, yeah, we saw you there. And I'm like, what? You saw me there? Yeah, you were doing a show. And I was like, I don't live there. I was doing a show. And I'm arguing with them. And like,
in his own dreams, he's pissing himself off.
So I'm arguing with people. And then my girlfriend's there. My wife shows up. My ex-wife, or soon to be well, she's, you know, she's not in the picture anymore, but we're not divorced. She shows up and she tells me, she goes, I really like your girlfriend. She's so nice. And I'm like, this is the best. Even my wife likes my girlfriend. So I'm happy.
I picked well.
Yeah. So I'm happy. And then the my girlfriend's hugging me. And then my wife's like, oh, you guys are such a cute couple. Can I take a picture? And it's a whole weird thing. And then my girlfriend makes food. And then my dad's there. And then these kids come in. And they're about like this high, like super small kids. And The to borrow stuff. They just walk in. They're like, can we borrow a cup of sugar? Like very country, old timey. Can we borrow butter? And then every time they come in, I keep telling my girlfriend, I'm like, we shouldn't trust those fucking kids. Those fucking kids are going to steal something. And then she's like, stop worrying. You worry too much. I'm like, they're all fucking thieves. Look
they
at
speak
these
with
fucking
accents.
Thieves. And then
they're not locals.
These kids come in and they're about like 14, 15. And I'm like, one of them has a COVID mask, and I'm like, we're gonna get robbed. And then she's like, no, it's for COVID. I'm like, no, COVID's over. We're gonna get robbed. And as I say that, the kid, I see like a gun like in his pants. I'm like, he's got a gun. And then the other kid pulls out this fucking huge gun, and I'm with my dad, who's 93. Like I forgot to mention, it's like a family type thing. So I have my brother, I have my dad. The kid pops out like a gun, and then I he's like, you've given me your money. And I'm like, you're not going to do shit. And he shoots right next to my head. And I freak the fuck out. And I'm like, what? And then he goes, hi, you think I'm not going to shoot? I'm going to shoot. He's like, the only person that isn't going to shoot is you because you're a fucking faggot. And he starts
calling
me.
You?
What? He starts calling me a faggot. He's like, you're too much of a pussy to shoot a man. And he puts his gun on the table. And he's like, you little vegetarian, you vegan little sword. And he starts like sort of fucking bullying me. And he's a 14-year-old kid.
You met 14-year-old me.
And then as soon as he puts the gun down, My dad grabs the gun, points it at the kid's head, and fucking shoots him.
Your dad shot a kid in the head.
But the kid doesn't die because it's just blanks. And my dad goes, it's obviously a fuck. It just shoots blanks. It's not a real gun. And I'm like, it's not a real gun, you motherfucker. And then I grab a real gun and I shoot the kid in the leg. And then my girlfriend is like, what's happening? Like, she's freaking out. And she's like, he's going to tell the cops. And I'm like, if you fucking tell the cops, I'm going to go to the hospital and I'm going to shoot your other leg. You got that? And then he fucking,
what,
like,
the fuck?
He stumbled out. And then I woke up and I was like, that was the best dream ever. Like, it was
you got
so
that?
Good.
I'm going to finish this impossible burger.
Yeah, it was so good. It was so good.
You're having fun. That must have been good sleep, though. If you dreamt that deep, that means that you were really knocked out.
No, I think it was because, since I'm diabetic, whenever my blood sugar's high, I have those types of dreams that don't make sense. But since there's so much sugar in my brain, it's just fucking...
shit's happening.
It's just, my brain is, on steroids. God. Those are the best dreams, though.
I only get those if I take melatonin.
Okay.
Then I knock myself out and I go in another world. It's actually fun. I'm going to do it tonight. Yeah. Just rest up a bit.
Yeah.
Have an appointment in the morning.
I've never taken the melatonin.
Well, it's a lot of fun. It just knocks you the fuck out.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's good if you know, if you're restless. Me, I can't turn off my brain. So I'm restless a lot. I take that. Knocks me the fuck out.
Okay.
Yeah, it says take two, so I take six. Okay. And I fucking...
That kind of natural, right? It's not like...
Yeah, yeah.
What was the pill that Roseanne took? It was Ambien? Was it Ambien?
Oh, no. She took prescription medication. She took Ambien. She's like, I don't trust
And whoever that. Takes... Whenever people take Ambien, I think they always say shit that doesn't make sense. Like they kind of go crazy.
Yeah, it fucks you up. I don't want to take it. I'm scared of hardcore pharmaceuticals.
My dream, me shooting a little kid in the leg, if I'm glad that was in a dream, because if I tweeted that, I just shot this. I want to shoot a kid. I want to shoot a child in the leg.
I want to shoot the kid that pointed blanks at me. They're like, what is he saying?
He called me a fag. Yeah. Who's the fag now, kid?
Yeah. Who's the fag now, one leg, Timmy? They're like, yeah, somebody get Mike.
Yeah.
God, throw him in the hospital.
Oh, I had a weird thing. Last week I was in New York. I was supposed to do L.A., Austin, New York. Finally, I just went to New York. But the day before I left, I was doing a thing with the French CBC. And the reason why I did it is because they had texted me. Or they actually texted my manager, Michel. And they were like, we want to do a thing with, it's going to be called the Game Changers. So I was like, oh, that's fucking awesome. So we ask them, I go, who's on it? And they tell me a couple of people. I don't know anyone.
But were they big game changers? They're like, Bill Clinton.
No.
Barack Obama, Mike Ward.
No, it was shitty local Quebec game changers. Oh. But they changed a game. But they changed a small game.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I go, I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do it. And then I ask Michelle, I'm like, are there any other comics? And there weren't any other comics. So I was like, okay. And the way they pitched it to Michelle, they were like licking his balls. They were like, Mike changed comedy in Quebec. So, and I was like, thank you. You know, I was very, they were just licking my dick. To get me to do it. So I go, all right, I'll do it. And I was like, it's the CBC. Even if you hate the CBC, it's still a fucking big TV network. So I'm like, fuck it, we're doing it. And then I find out, I'm reading the paper and they're like, new shows on CBC radio. And then they talk about it. And I'm like, I'm on, it's a radio thing. It's a fucking radio thing. And then they name, all of the people they had named that I had Googled weren't on the list anymore. And there was another comic that was Jade Zutamp. And I was like, okay, Jade Zutamp is a game changer. I was like, all right. He's a nice guy, but I was like, I didn't think he was a game changer. So I call Michelle and I'm like,
what is this?
Well, yeah. And he goes, if you want, I can cancel. And I was like, if we cancel, we're gonna look like dicks. It was the night before. So I went in, but I started doing the interview and she told me something that was fucking borderline retarded. Because she goes, you're very rich. Do you think you'll still be able to relate to the audience? And I was like, what? Does she realize that Chappelle is very rich? I'm Quebec rich.
Yeah.
I pay a lot of taxes rich.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I rent a one bedroom apartment rich. And I was like, and it caught me so off guard. I didn't know what the fuck to answer. So I was like, no, I think I'm going to. And then I talked about you, how you had told me that, because I was like, no, my friend Pantelis told me that I like the way I spend, I don't piss people off. I just seem like everyone looks at me and goes, oh, that looks like fun.
Yeah,
I definitely do that. So
that's how everyone feels. Yeah. Like, that's what I would do. He's going to go broke soon.
Holy, it was weird,
that's a weird question.
Yeah, it was very bizarre. It was very bizarre, though. But then I kept on thinking.
You
should have been like,
can you ask that to my butler? I don't
know. You should have. You know how, I'm working on my new French hour, and a couple of weeks ago, I was on stage, and
you
asked.
You did a show yesterday?
Yeah.
It's practicing for the new French hour, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was weird, because last time I did it, I had 35 minutes, and then I added a bit of stuff. And so I figured I'd have 40 minutes. And the first show I had an hour and 5 minutes. Second show I had an hour 15. And not like, it's not good material, but it's still, you know,
it's
still material I can work with. But a couple of weeks ago, I asked, like before I do my thing about money, I asked someone, how much do you think I make a year? And the guy was like, $5 million. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, $5 million. And I go, what the fuck? Are you retired? Who makes $5 million? And then I asked him, how much do you think I make? Oh, $5 million. And everyone was $5 million. And yesterday I do the same thing, and I'm doing a bit saying how rich I am, and I asked someone, how rich you think I am? How much you think I make a year? And he was like, $50,000.
What? And I was like, what?
What? How can? And then I asked someone else, and I was like, how much you think? He goes, yeah, maybe 55. And I was like, how the I think the audience, if the first person says a number, everyone just agrees with it.
That's insane.
But that, yeah, it's crazy. But and it's crazy that like 2 weeks ago, everyone heard $5 million. They were like, yeah, that makes sense.
And then 50,
and they're like, yeah, probably.
But probably 50,000. Yeah. Makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I've seen him with private jets. You got to be one of the upper echelon 50,000 people.
You know what I think it might be? Because the me 3 weeks ago, people had heard, okay, private jets, owns 4 homes. And now it's divorce and I live in a 1-bedroom rental.
Yeah. Like, wow. So he used to have a few million.
He used his wife. She makes $5 million.
Yeah, he definitely has the money. Yo, so the shows went well. I did something. I did the 6 shows at the Bordel in French Saturday night.
Okay. Oh, shit. All 6 of them.
Dude, by the end, I said I was crushing, but I changed my bits around. So all my good ones, the dog, but all that, they got shorter.
Yeah,
but
and
they
tighter.
Hit so much harder because I worked, by the end of the night, the place was shaking. And even the sound techs, everyone, because they see them, they notice, like, fuck, this is how they should have been told. The problem now, I'm thinking, I go, fuck. Now I got to create new stuff to add to my hour because I just shortened all kinds of stuff. But it worked so much better. It was so strong. It was killing from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Bang, bang. I didn't give too much time for people to rest. So especially the last minute, it's just laugh. Joke, laugh. Joke, laugh.
Yeah.
Joke, laugh. So it was it's crazy.
That's what I love about the shows here. Like on Saturdays when you can do 6, you can really work on your material quickly.
6 shows, like 600 different people you perform in front of. You could try different things. There's this one I'm still working on for about luge, how that sport has evolved. And I'm curious as to how. So even that, it's not already that, but there's something there. I could feel people are like, okay, I like this.
I love how, you know, the Olympics, every time they try to bring in a new sporting event, people bitch are like, that's not a real sport. That's not an Olympic sport. And we have luge. And no one ever goes, get the fuck out of here with your stupid sled.
Yeah, not only that, you know.
It's a sled with skates, right?
No, yes, it's a sled with skates. But the thing is, you're one person going down like that. But then they have the two-man luge. Yeah. But you already have the one-man luge.
Hilarious. Yeah. I'm seeing pictures.
But the thing, what do you do, the two-man luge? You already have one. And how did you convince the second guy the first time? He's like, yo, it's so cool. I love that you're going. I'm very impressed. And what was the guy's pitch? He's like, you know, it'd be even better. If you sit on my cock and we go down together.
Yeah.
Well, because there's a guy sitting on another guy's cock. That's what it is. Yeah. That's how you plan yourself. Why do you need that? Look, there's already one man luge. Why are you going to sit on a dude's
dick? You know what I think?
They don't do
is?
That for hockey. You know They're not like hockey number two where there's a guy in front of you and you're trying to skate while he's sticking his ass in your dick.
Like, you know what I think it is? Probably like the guy that's on top probably went up to actually luge and then he chickened out. And then the other guy was like, do you want to ride?
On my dick.
Yeah.
Oh, kind of like the double parachute.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like the guy on top is taking a class to luge.
Yeah, it doesn't make it. This is a sport. Just do it one man. It makes sense. Two is weird.
It'd be better. I'd actually prefer if the guy was on top of him, just staring or making out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just having gay sex.
You know what? The best thing right now would be just one flip and it's 69. Yeah. If they would 69 down the mountain, I'd be down for that shit.
Oh, yeah.
It would be funny to see like a picture with two of them, like a two-man luge, and one of them has like an erection.
You never know. You can't see the bottom guy.
Yeah.
And it's not because it's gay. It's just because he's very excited to go down that hill.
Yeah.
Very
speed excites me.
Thrilling.
It's like, dude, why are you hard right now? It's nothing to do with you, bro. Even though I love your ass in that.
What a dumb sport.
That's what I'm saying.
Do they have like the bob? Because that's basically bobsledding for poor people that you can't afford a bobsled.
This is bobsledding.
Extreme gay bobsledding.
Look at that, bro. This is...
Dude, look at this big dude, bro. Oh, wait. What's this? Oh, no. This is just... Oh, this one. Look at this one.
This is awesome.
Look when they're about to go down. Dude. Look at that.
Yeah. Oh, he's just eating his ass.
What? Dude, even football isn't that gay.
Oh, this is questionable.
Dude, what? Look at it. Look at it. He's hugging his legs.
He said even football isn't that gay.
Football's not gay.
Football is not gay.
Because they got the tights on, they're bent over.
Oh, you every time you see a dude's ass, you go crazy. Yeah?
You see a muscular man, and you're like, bro, look at how gay they are.
I want to suck his dick.
They're so gay that they want me to suck him off.
He's so good looking because he's gay.
Hold on. I'm
just, he's the problem.
I'm just curious.
Two men lose erection. Why would you Google this?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. You know what? I'm gonna leave.
You know, you could just tell your girlfriend that you're into this shit. She'll let you explore for just a little bit.
I was just curious to see if it actually happened.
And he spent the weekend in the village.
In the gay village?
Yeah.
How come?
The weekend?
He was looking, Thursday, Friday. He was looking at shows at the Fringe Festival.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the second show was in the village.
Well, I haven't been to the Montreal Fringe Festival in ages.
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
It was fun to see like...
What shows did you go see?
I watched something. It's basically three assassins stuck in hell. It was in French.
Okay.
And they're stuck in...
Three assassins stuck in hell? Like, do you mean three assassins that died, I guess?
That died, basically. Okay. And they're stuck in hell in the same room. And it's torture for them because they hate each other.
Okay.
And everything. And one of them
It's race-based.
Yeah. And one of them was a lesbian and she was trying to bang the other chick assassin.
But she wasn't an assassin. She was just there because it's Adam and Eve and not Adam.
No, she was. She was a lesbian.
Who's a religious
Why are you here? I murder people. How about you? I murder people. How about you? I love a woman.
And then the guy hosting the one man show comes out. It's the same thing in God's eyes.
And then God shows up, and tells the murderers, "Okay, you and you, you're in.
You made a mistake. Listen. You." Listen here, Dyke. Like, everyone in the crowd's like,
listen, yes. They. Listen, they. You stay here, they.
It's so stupid.
And then,
And then Poseidon's like,
this
is a historical documentary because I'm now in history.
It was very wacky. I couldn't, I enjoyed the theater of it, but I couldn't get into the story.
You enjoyed the theater of the theater?
Yeah, basically.
Like, you mean you enjoyed the
show? I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the show. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this, Mike. I enjoyed them. I believe they were... acting, as the kids say.
It was very wacky. And one thing that really bothered me, Mike, is especially the first show, it smelled like poverty.
Did you watch the same show twice?
No.
Okay.
No, it just
smelled like poverty. You mean the audience?
No, in the room. As soon as I walked into the place, it just smelled like poverty.
It smelled as if they were heating the place up.
Okay.
From the steam of the bathroom shower.
Did it smell like that before you walked in?
A bit outside too, so it was the people as well.
Yeah.
But it got more intense in the room.
When I was outside, it was outside.
I smelt it in my car.
Yeah, I smelt it in my car.
No, go fuck yourself.
Into my car.
You bastard.
When I got home, my girlfriend said, I recognize that smell.
God damn it. The second show I really enjoyed.
But what do you mean? I just want to come back. What does poverty smell like?
How come you didn't get any waters or anything like you normally do?
Oh, fuck, it's true. I didn't get beers, nothing. Holy shit, I'm out of it.
Fucking this place smells like poverty.
But you know what's funny? He's been sitting in here. He came out with a drink.
Yeah. Yeah, I started my day at 7 a.m., bro. 7:30, I'm finished.
You took your girlfriend to work?
Yeah. And then I
came. Was it take your girlfriend to work day?
No, I took her to her job.
Okay,
she just sits there. He's like, she's learning.
Yeah. Everyone else brought their daughter. He's got his girlfriend.
God, why'd you bring your girlfriend? She calls me daddy.
So what? Why did you decide to go to the French festival?
Because of me and Guido.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, because I never heard about it. And then I found out that it was happening. And I was like, oh, fuck, I want to go see this, see if I enjoy it.
Because he said he really likes acting. He likes theater all that. So Guido and I told him, well, if you really do, why don't you just go, immerse yourself in it? Like when I was first getting into comedy, yeah. I started going to shows, open mics, looking, and then I said, okay, I'm going on stage. Yeah. You know, like you learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So first show was the lesbian and the two murderers.
Well, all three were assassins. Okay. One of them was a lesbian. One of them was a chick that was cheating on her husband, and the other one was a deserter of the military, and okay. he got killed by firing squad.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that one, what was the other play?
The other one was Death of a Starman.
Okay.
And it's basically this astrologer that he has a show and everything, and he owes money to the mafia because he ran out of money because nobody cares about astrology. And then
speak for yourself.
He's evading.
Fucking like a Capricorn.
He owes money to the mafia because no one believes in astrology.
Look, to keep the show running, he basically went to a loan shark and everything, and now they came to collect and they want to kill him and everything. Okay. So
what a dumb business decision. I'm going to go to the most dangerous loan people I could, not the bank. I'm going to go to a loan shark for this great idea I have that sure is going to pay off in the end.
Yeah.
Astrologer. Yeah.
So I'm going to borrow could get for free. From a loan shark. To open a waterbed store.
Yeah.
But it was fun because he did all the characters himself.
Okay.
That's what a one-man show is.
Yeah, one-man show. It was and he worked him. I enjoyed it. He worked him transition from character to character into the show. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, opposed to most one-man shows where he doesn't change his voice or doesn't move at all.
Look, no, it was
goes,
the first.
How's it going? It's going good. How about you? I'm doing not bad. Oh, shit. What are you doing here? What do you mean? What am I doing here? God damn it.
It
was the first one-man show I've ever watched in my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I enjoyed it. It was fun. That it still smelled a bit like poverty, but a lot less.
Was it the same room?
I changed shirt.
No. This one was in the gay village.
Okay. So the
this was full of coconut oil.
Theater gays are richer. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, gays know how to manage their wealth.
Were you the only was everyone gay in the room?
No, there was a lot of white chicks at this the second one.
Okay.
Yeah, and they were laughing at all the astrology jokes. Okay. And then I one that really got me.
What the wait? But how
yeah,
did
I don't even know. They were laughing at all the astrology jokes.
What do you mean?
Like it would make jokes about astrology and shit, and they were like, ah,
such a Pisces.
Basically, like that.
Oh my god!
And I was like, oh Jesus Christ! But then there was one part he got me good. The whole thing is
he got me.
He got me.
The whole thing is
he got me. Stop, man.
The whole thing he's an Aquarius, right? Oh. And sorry.
Sound like
no, he's a Pisces. Sorry,
that
he's
is
a Pisces.
Such a Pisces thing.
He's a Pisces, and he's trying to help people. But the thing is, we find out he goes to ask money from his parents to help bail him out with the mafia, and his father tells him to go fuck himself. But then his
Capricorn
mother
is that, huh?
and then his mother is like, "You have to tell him. You have to tell him to the father." And the father goes, "Tell him what?" And she goes, and then she spills the beans, and he wasn't actually born. He's not actually a Pisces. He's actually an Aries because he wasn't born March 10th. And then
my whole life's been a lie.
And then he freaks out, and he goes to his father. He goes to his father, "Why'd you put me March 10th and not fucking the real date?" And he goes, "Tax purposes." Look, it was funnier in the like the way he did it. It was funny.
Yeah, everyone knows Aries pay more tax. Why are you pretending like it's not true? Yeah. No. Why are you acting like it's not true? Man? Why did you put this face on like they don't know anything about taxes?
No, man, just it was a fun show to watch. Yeah. It was kind of cheesy and hacky.
You think?
But
you think that's what happened to my audience? Like 3 weeks ago, they thought I was a Capricorn, and yesterday they thought I was a Pisces.
Yeah, like Pisces.
He only makes $50,000.
Yeah, if it was a Capricorn, he'd be rolling
in
the dope.
Rolling in Capricorn money.
Yeah, but a bit hacky, a bit cheesy, but I enjoyed it. The first one was really weird.
Oh,
it ended in a some weird threesome. They all just end up having a threesome in hell.
Yeah, sex.
Yeah.
So one lesbian, one non-lesbian, and one dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know
but not the fun kind of
funnier?
Threesomes.
What do you mean not a fun threesome?
It didn't actually it didn't end. I was disappointed because it didn't end in a real threesome.
What do you mean? Like they didn't actually have sex on stage?
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, yeah. Very missed opportunity. The better threesome would have been the one man show. If he pulled that off, yeah. That would have been crazy.
He's like, suck it. Oh.
And he's shoving something in his ass. Yeah.
That's funny.
Fuck me like a Libra. Yeah. I'll be quiet like a Virgo.
Oh, shit.
So stupid.
But yeah, I enjoyed the theatrics of it.
Yo, the Grand Prix brings out all the weirdos.
Mm. Yeah.
I went to do like a late show, actually two nights, but I went on Thursday at the third floor on top of Stogie's, and I went upstairs and did a late show randomly, and they brought people in from the streets basically. And there was this woman there with her husband, boyfriend, or they're engaged, and she was belligerently drunk yelling. She was from like Alberta. and she was yelling non sequiturs. Like, she was having a conversation with herself, answering her own questions. And then at one point, she starts screaming at me, "I'm not the worst stepmom."
What?
And I look at her and go, "What are you talking about? Why are you yelling?" It's like, "I'm not the worst stepmom." I go, we know you're not the worst. We've all watched you porn. There are worse fucking stepmoms out there. Like, we know you're not the goddamn, what are you talking about? And then the boyfriend's like this, he's just shaking his head. And like, "No, the kids, they like me. We're shopping for him." Like, I'm like, what is happening? Why are you goddamn? And then after, at the end of the show, because there was a bunch of young guys, like these young Jewish men that were there. And they came outside. I was already outside. We were leaving. We were going to the casino with Milton. My buddy Milton's in town. And they cross the street and she comes out with her boyfriend. And she's drunk. She's like, "Where are those guys go?" And I go, "I think they went out." "Oh, we lost him now." And the boyfriend's like, "She's going to get mad at me now because she can't find." And I go, "What the fuck is this guy like allowing her to go bang like 20-year-old dudes? Like, what the fuck?" And then while she's talking, like I'm there staying with Wilton, bro, she lets out and no one noticed but me a crazy fart like while she's standing there in the street. And then she's like, "We got to go find these guys." And the guy's like, "What am I going to do with her?" Yeah, and I was like, this is crazy.
What do some men get themselves into? Jesus Christ.
And then Josh told me the funniest thing. Josh told me that he said, apparently, because I didn't hear this was before, before he came downstairs when he was still upstairs paying, he said, yeah, I'm engaged to her, but look at her. I'm definitely not going to marry this one.
Oh, really? I'm engaged, but I'm definitely not going to marry this one.
Yeah, dude.
That means he's made that mistake several times.
Yeah, you did. God, well, he has a couple other kids, It was nuts. It was, and I was like, fuck, it's a shit show out here.
Yeah, it's wild.
Then the casino was depressing. You know, the casino's not 24 hours anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
What time is it close at?
They around 3.
Okay.
And I remember because I was on the poker table and we were talking with the dealer and the dealer goes, "Yeah, man, there's the strike. No one wants to work." He goes, "Plus this weekend is a Grand Prix, so everyone's calling in sick." Like, I was like, "Fuck, that's this."
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's always depressing.
Yeah.
But normally it's depressing because of the people. This time it was depressing because of like the establishment. It felt like run down.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Everything like feels run down though now. Like I was in Moncton 2 nights ago. Moncton, everything was either closed or turning. It was everything was an Indian restaurant, but they That's didn't
peak
tell
Moncton,
you.
Baby,
they didn't tell. Like there was one restaurant. First time we got there, we're checking, and there's a restaurant on their website. It's they have pizza, they have lasagna, they have spaghetti, they have like everything. Italian, and they have like one Indian dish, so we figure it's just kind of like a Canadian style restaurant that they probably have, well, like one Greek thing, one Indian thing, a couple of Italian things. So we show up and there's no one in the restaurant, like no one, and there's just this Indian man. We're like, "Are you guys open?" And he goes, "Yes,
this is a hotel."
And then he goes, "How many are you?" And we go, 10. And then he looks like scared and he goes, "Come on." And then three other Indian guys run out. They seat us. We're 10 people. They give us 3 menus.
So they didn't even have enough menus.
Yeah. And everyone is just passing the menus around. And I see a stack of, I'm like, if this is a fucking empty restaurant, there's a stack of menus. So I go, motherfucker.
The food's not going to be great.
I get up and I grab the menus and then the guy's like, "Oh, sorry, sir. Do you want help?" And I was like, no, I don't want help. I work here now. So
We're sharing the tips.
I hand out the menus, open up the menu, and it's just Indian food. There's no pizza. Like, there's no pizza. There's no, everything on the fucking the internet menu was just like a fucking trick.
So you're like, "Sir, you think you're gonna lie to me? Yeah. Do you know what I just did to a child that threatened to shoot me? Do you know what I'm ready to do to you, sir? I'll shoot that fucking Indian leg right off."
That's funny.
But we try to order. I go, "Look, do you guys still have pizza?" And he goes, "Yeah, we can do pizza." I was like, "Okay, just get me like just get me a regular cheese pizza." And then he goes, "Okay." And then he takes Jan's order and no one else's order. And then he goes to the kitchen.
He's just this is a good fan. He just cared about you.
No, he just goes to the kitchen. I'm like, "What the fuck?" And then he comes back and he goes, "He doesn't know how to make pizza."
Stop!
He doesn't know how to make pizza.
How do you have a restaurant?
And then I go, "Okay, fuck it. We're just leaving.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm like, "Okay, fuck it. We're leaving. That's insane. So we left. And then we went to another place that it was like a bar. And we show up. It's 10 o'clock at night. And the guy goes, we go, do you have food? And he goes, yeah, we have food, limited menu. And I go, is there anything that's not Indian? And he goes, yeah, we have pizza. So I was like, okay, good. Oh. We'll eat here. And he goes, but you have to, oh, it was a lady. She goes, yeah, you have to hurry because it's it closes. The kitchen closes at 11. So we're like, okay, but it's 10. She goes, okay, just want to warn you.
You think we're going to sit at this table for an hour deciding what to eat?
Yeah, because even if we order a 10:58, technically we can eat like whenever the bar closes. Just stay. But we sit down, and it took like 35 minutes before someone came to see us.
Oh, fuck.
So like they come like at 10:35, 10:40, and then we order our food. And it was good. But anyway, the second night we go to another restaurant, which was an Indian place again. And we're, again, the only customers in the restaurant. So I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this place?
Come here, Sugar Moncton. Let me...
Yeah. So we order, and there's no one in the restaurant. The food was really good. And then we have to leave because there's the show. We leave the show, and then we come out, and the Indian restaurant at 10 o'clock turns into a crazy discotheque. Like not just like a bar, but a fucking like it's
nightclub.
Yeah, it's, but like a old time discotheque, like with the disco ball.
No way,
bell bottoms.
Yeah, yeah. No way.
Yeah, and then like
this is why I came to Canada.
Josiane,
the disco.
He's doing like this.
Josiane, that was opening for me. Like she had forgot her she'd forgot her coat. And then she realized she didn't have the coat at night. And then she was like, I'll go tomorrow. And then she was like, fuck, I'll just call and leave a message. And she or I'll text them. She texted them at 2:30 in the morning. And the bars in Moncton closed at 2, but she texted at 2:30 and she was like, hey, can I come get my coat? And they answered back right away. And they said, oh, we're going to close soon, but tomorrow. So it was yeah.
That's insane. Well, you know what it is? It's because everything's run down now. Like the country was destroyed, decimated by these politicians. And what works normally during times of depression are always like the entertainment stuff, the underground, the parties at night when they had restriction on booze. It used to be booze. The bootleggers used to bring in booze. It's always like that. So the Indian restaurant, which doesn't serve pizza, it doesn't work. But at night disco, that where people are like, yo, let's go unwind.
Yeah.
Let's go deal deals disco.
But and the guy too was like a weird waiter at that place because he was like, I was like, okay.
He's wearing assless chaps.
We'll just order for the table. It was funny because it was Leo that was there. You know, the kid that Yan is his protege? Leo Labonte. He's never traveled before. So he had never been to a hotel. He had never been to, he had never eaten Indian food. And at the hotel, it was amazing because the first hotel we had was fucking garbage. And I get there, and it's a shit show. And I was like, I was angry. So the bathroom is so small that when you take a shit, you have to move your legs over so that they're kind of sticking out the door. The shower was so small that like I just left the curtain open because I was like, fuck it. I don't want a curtain on me. So I'm angry before the show. I'm like, this fucking place sucks. Fuck it. I'm going to rent like a real goddamn hotel. So I book 9 rooms at the Crown Plaza. So I tell everyone, look, I booked us rooms at the Crown Plaza. We go to the Crown Plaza and it's all rooms with, you know, just regular basic rooms.
I don't want to pry, but how were you able to afford it on your $50,000 year salary?
It was
difficult. Very impressive, but I'm saying the sacrifices
I'm good at making a budget, though. I cut in other places.
But I'm not going to eat this month.
I give them all the rooms, and Leo got a room with 2 beds.
Nice.
And he comes down and he goes, I think I have a suite. I have 2 beds. Aww. He thought it was a suite. I was like, oh, God,
what a sweet kid.
What a cute little thing to say. And him at the, so we're at the Indian place, and he's like, I've never had Indian food before. And then I'm like, go with the butter chicken. Yeah. Butter chicken's the best bet for someone that's never had Indian. You're going to like it. So the guy, I go, look, we'll have butter chicken and just for the table. But bring 2 butter chickens because I don't know if the other people have ever, like, if they like Indian. And I order, like, we're 9 people, so I order, like, 4 things. And I ask him, I go, is this enough? And he goes, well, I don't know. But I've never been there, so I don't know if the butter chicken is a fucking bowl or if it's a small portion. So I'm like, is this enough? And he goes, I don't know.
Well, is it for fucking one person or is it for a goddamn group? Just tell me.
So and I tell him, and then I order the naan, and I forget to order rice. And he leaves, and then I try to find him, and I'm like, I'm just yelling at the cat, hello, hello, and then he comes back, and I'm like, can we get some rice? And he goes, how many rice? And I go, I don't know, like,
how big is the rice?
Is three bowls good? And he goes, if you want three bowls is good. And I'm like, but that's not what I'm...
Like, is it big?
Yeah.
We're nine people.
Yeah, and I go, is it, like, how many, usually, is it, like, one bowl per person, one bowl for two people, for three people? And he goes, it depends what you, if you like rice.
Poseidon does that kind of shit to me. I hate that stuff.
I hate...
Just give me a straight fucking answer.
I've
it's
had
so annoying.
So many fucking waiters like that lately that, like, you ask them, okay, I'm hesitating between the salmon and the tofu, which is better? If you like tofu, tofu's better. If you like salmon, I'd go with the salmon. I had a lady tell me that at the airport.
That's going to cause me to kill someone one day. I can't take that. Poseidon,
well, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's not wrong, right? If you like salmon, you're going to like the salmon.
It's the type of logic. He loves that heavy shit. Yeah. Like, I can't.
For real, though, like if anyone's works as a waiter or waitress, if someone asks you which is better, just say, look, I don't, it depends.
Personally, I
prefer this one. Or you can go, personally, I prefer this one. Or you go, look, people, this one is more popular.
Just go with what's popular,
That's what I just want to hear. This one's more popular, or personally, I like this one.
The salmon is expired.
Yeah. Like, I know that you don't know me. So it's not going to be like.
My taste. You. I'm asking you. What do you prefer?
Yeah.
I don't eat here.
Or, or if you ask the waiter, like, what do you like eating here?
I don't eat here. Imagine I don't eat here. I'm disgusting.
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
What do I look disgusting? By the way, you guys are fucking wild.
In Florida, the restaurant I always go to that's at a hotel. There was a guy that worked there that told me once. Like I leave and he goes, "You enjoy your meal?" And I was like, "Yeah, it was really good." And he goes, "I gotta try this place." he's never eaten, but it's because like he's at the door of the hotel, so he's not actually in the restaurant. But it was
it's still funny,
and it's not an expensive restaurant. Like I get it if it's super expensive, but it's the same price as like an Olive Garden. So he could fucking one day, you know, afford a salad or a steak or whatever.
These dudes are the opposite of me, dude. Like, on my second day of working at any restaurant, I had like already eight items off the menu.
Bro, he works at car rentals. He was eating tires
and
the air fresheners. He was just chewing on them while he was taking customers. But he smelled minty fresh.
Yeah.
So it worked out.
So you were working today. When did you start working Mondays?
Since December. Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, that's his days.
Okay. Yeah.
He's off limits for me.
Okay. I thought it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday for some reason.
No, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
That's up with.
No, I took some extra shifts sometimes on Fridays, but I'm going to keep my Fridays days off just to unwind, maybe run some errands, do shit like that.
All right.
Busy man.
Yeah, he's a very busy man.
He's a busy bee. Queen bee.
Busy.
Are you making good money there? Because you said you took it, you're like, I'm going to make crazy
money.
Okay.
I'm
you make $5 million a year?
Whoa.
Makes about 50.
I make on the low 50.
Okay, that's good. All right. So people were telling me.
So me and you? The same, bro.
I look almost as rich as Poseidon. Yeah. Okay.
Look, if you keep working hard.
Yeah, one day.
One day you'll be like me, Mike.
That Civic's going to be yours.
One day you'll be like me, Mike.
You remember the commercial, I Want to Be Like Mike?
Yeah.
Mike wants to be like me. That's all it is. You're Toronto. You excited?
Yeah, very excited. July 7th, I'm doing my new hour, which is my new English hour, which is my old French hour.
Noir.
It's the award-winning noir that I'm doing. First headlining show in Toronto.
What's it in Spanish?
I was about to say it. I was like, in my head, oh, everyone knows. And I was like, dude, I was like right there. I was like,
what's the problem?
I know what you're trying to do, bro.
He doesn't speak Spanish. Yeah. Well, he speaks Spanish, but only when black people are there.
Yeah, there you go.
He is fluent when the blacks are
whenever,
in the room.
Yeah, whenever Preach leaves the room, he goes full Mexican.
Yeah, but I'm really looking for it. I wanna see, like, I saw an ad for it today, and I don't know why I got excited. I was like, oh shit, this is gonna be good. Like, I'm really excited. It's July 7th at the Great Hall, which is apparently a big enough room. So we're like we're gonna start like promoting it.
Yeah,
we gotta
do some fucking promo.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what bugs me, and even now, like I'm promoting my shows for the Les Rebelles.
Yeah.
And a lot of the comics keep forgetting to promote. Now some of them start promoting. Yeah. But I was like, guys, we gotta promote. If nobody knows, it's gonna be the weirdest fucking shows. I'm like, where is everyone?
Yeah.
I don't mind. It's going to be ridiculous, but you're going to feel weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to laugh. I'm hosting. I'm going to laugh at you trying to do your jokes when there's no one there.
I had a weird thing happen this week because like the tour I'm doing for Suzekut in Europe, Paris is sold out. Lausanne is sold out. Brussels sold out.
Crazy.
And apparently Cannes isn't doing that well. And so the festival there decided that they were going to announce who my guests are. So they announce it, and then I send it to Michelle, and I go, you got to get these fucking people to not... Because Suzekut, we never announce who's going to be on. And then the festival guy is like, oh, yeah, but it's because tickets aren't selling that well, so we figured we'd announce, so then we'd get these people's fans to come see the show. And I was like, I don't want fucking French people that have never heard of me at my show. So yeah, I was like, if tickets aren't selling well, tell me, and then we'll fucking promote. We'll like the way we're marketing it there, we're going after the local fans. But if there aren't any local fans in Cannes, I'll just go after all the expats that are in the south of France. Like, I'll fill the room, but just don't fuck with me. Like, I was fucking angry. And they wrote a thing that kind of pissed me off. They wrote... we were like, don't announce, take that down. And then they were like, no, but since we're the producers of this event, and they said, since we are producing this alone, this event, we're the only producers. Like, they were saying, like, look, we're the producers and you're just the talent. And I was like, oh, go fuck yourselves.
But they're not producing the show, no?
I guess technically they are, because it's a festival show. So the festival people are paying, but they're paying for my show. So I could technically just fucking cancel.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I'm not going to do, but just I hate it when I hate it when people decide stuff without running it by me first.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you something off air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone did that with you?
Something else, and it's been eating away at me.
Okay.
But no one will understand me.
Okay.
You're going to get it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to get it. You're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's fucking... Anyways, I'll tell you after the... He knows, too, but I was talking to him yesterday, but he doesn't
get it.
He gets it, but he doesn't have the same feeling because he's not in my... But you are.
Yeah.
Like, you get... So you're going to understand exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you're...
He's
going
to be annoyed, too.
Yeah, he's going to be very pissed off.
Yeah.
I was pissed off, and I'm not even...
Yeah, exactly. You got nothing to lose.
Yeah, exactly.
So, speaking of Toronto, Mike, I'm excited to go there. And hang around. I want to go to a watch store. I want to go look at watches. Have fun there with the. I saw a watch store online. I want to see if they're real. I sent them an email. I said, "Are you guys real? Are the watches that you show online really in the store?" And the guy's like, "Most of them."
I got my plug ready if you want.
What type of watches?
I'm looking at. There's these G-Shocks that I want. These limited edition G-Shocks that I'm looking at.
Okay.
And I'm looking at a Tissot, but a Tissot I could just order online or go to my jeweler here. They have those. I just want stuff that I can't find anywhere if they have.
Okay.
If I could get them, because they had like very. That's why I want to go see in person, because the prices were a little retarded, like very low.
Okay.
Like big cuts.
How much are they usually, and how much were they
like
selling them?
Some of the ones I'd seen one that I like that's like normally $1,700.
Okay.
And it was like $1,000.
Oh shit.
And I was like, that's a great deal.
Yeah.
But I want to go see, make sure it's real, because it's a crazy deal. But the place looks legit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go when we're there. We'll go check them out. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah. I rented for a Toronto show. Like, at first, I was going to rent a hotel. But the hotels in Toronto are fucking insane. Like, it was like shitty rooms for that week were like $800 a night.
What?
Yeah, like just like
that's nuts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, and I booked a thing with my nephew early August. Early August, we could get a room for like $550 a night.
That's still retarded.
Which is expensive, and plus, like, since we're doing like we're doing the show, so it's you, me, and Michelle's coming up,
and then
the next night I'm doing the podcast, so Yan is there, Anto is there, so I had to book like six or seven rooms, so I was like, fuck, this is gonna cost me like like, fuck, it's going to cost me like 4 G's a night. It's going to cost 8,000 for. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to rent a house like we did in Atlanta.
That's cheap.
Yeah, so so I got a really, really, really nice house.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be way better.
God
way
damn, better. Dude. That's insane, though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah,
they're gouging people, dude. They're just everything.
But do they make that much? They must make a lot of money in Toronto. The
they make a lot of money. I think a lot of people are trying to recoup the losses from the pandemic.
I'm never going to recoup those losses. Don't remind me. Yeah, I'm moving forward.
Dude, even in cars, car sales is insane. They're like $12,000 overpriced.
Oh, really?
And people are buying.
I thought car prices went down, though.
They're supposed to start. They came down a bit in winter.
But they were up so high. They went down from their high, but it's still overpriced.
Too expensive.
They went back up a little bit again for the summer because people usually buy a new car in the summer, blah, blah, blah. They're saying end of 2023, they're going to start coming down, and 2024, it may crash. In the States, it's looking even worse. I don't know about Canada, but in the States, it's looking really bad because they don't have bailouts.
Canada's fucked up because Canada in the G7, we're the most indebted country per person.
Per
capita per person, yeah.
Yeah,
we have 100 and we're at 137% over extended each person.
And
how much?
137%. So they're over. And it's the highest by far by a big margin. I think the second is the States. Is the States or the UK? Who's the second?
Probably the States.
And it's so high that...
Australia?
Probably UK, because the States, I think, is struggling financially. But they don't help their... They don't have all the social
programs
for poor people. Whereas England and Canada helps.
But here we're talking about per person, we're talking about like credit card debt.
Yeah.
It's so fucked up because it used to be, you're living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
And for emergencies, you have to go to your credit card. Now there are no emergencies, bro. There's nothing. Yeah. You can't pay.
You're living from credit card bill to credit card.
Yeah.
And you
can't
go to, if you get an emergency, there's nowhere you can go. A $500 emergency, like a good portion of the country's wiped out.
Fuck.
Crazy.
And now another thing that they're price gouging is apartments. Dude, I was looking at apartments out of curiosity like 2 months ago. Same apartment, let's say 4.5. I was looking at 4.5, so maybe get a little something bigger. 1,200, decent. I looked yesterday because I have a friend who's looking to rent, and basically he'll show up. They tell him, okay, 1380, all in, hydro, hot water, everything. He shows up and they tell him, that one's not available in September. If you want one now, we have another one at 1800, and it's shit. It's like a shit apartment.
It is.
And then you check online, bro. The same apartments I was seeing a month ago and 2 months ago go for $1,200.
Yeah, because moving day. Yeah.
They're going for $1,600.
Yeah,
because
it's moving day. People have nowhere to stay.
I saw the worst thing it felt like it should be illegal. My girlfriend's friend is looking at apartments, and there was one. It's in the city. You got a fucking amazing view. It's a 3-bedroom apartment. And hydro is included, internet's included, and it was 1900.
No way.
So I was like, what the fuck?
What?
What the fuck? That's insane. And I'm like, that's insane. How can that be? How can that be? And then at the bottom, it was like, price will change July 1st, 2023, which is in a month. So you're paying $1,900. For the first month, and then they don't say how much it is the next month, but it can be like 5,000, could be 8,000.
So
you're like, what the fuck? Like, just don't write a price if you're gonna lie.
That's
Yeah, people are fucking, they're trying to price gouge, and it's more fucked up on apartments because I get the landlord's part as well. They're paying higher interest and shit, and they got a mortgage to pay. I get that as well, but like,
a lot of these landlords don't want ethnic people.
Mm.
I'm not making this up.
For real?
Yeah. There's, trust me, bro, I keep my ear to the ground. There's like community groups that try to fight this shit. Like there's people that go and they're like, oh yeah, they told me that it was already rented, right? But then they'll test it and then white people will go and be like, yeah, we still have it available.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, shit.
And that makes it harder.
But why don't they want to rent out to ethnic?
Just people, a lot of people who...
A lot of people are
There's
racist.
Old people. Yeah, there's a lot of old people owning buildings.
Mm. I see.
Yeah.
Old people are racist.
Not all old people. Only the good ones. Only the rich ones. Only the rich ones that made it this far.
Only the ones that make $50,000 a year.
By being smart with who they let in their fucking buildings, bro. Man, you get that? Me, what I got when I was moving and a few years ago was they were super hardcore on background checks,
okay,
credit check, how much money you make, all that. I had never experienced that before in my life, how it was.
Yeah.
But luckily, you know, I don't have any criminal record. I have good credit.
Because there's been so many people taking advantage. Here's another thing. There's been a lot of scumbags.
I think my landlord,
bro.
She loves me. She never has to hear from me, never deals with me, because the woman who owns it, I give her a year's worth of checks.
Really?
Yeah. I give her a year's worth of checks. Oh, she cashes them every month.
Oh, I could do the same thing.
I don't know. I don't live in your building, but of course you
I have
do the
to e-transfer every fucking month. It's
no,
fucking
I get
annoying.
A check for the whole year. I date
them.
Oh,
that's so annoying.
She's so nice. And then if mail comes in for her, like from the government, I go bring it to her office. It's like 2 blocks away. Fucking nice lady.
Oh, yeah. You're a good tenant.
I'm the best tenant. No problems. The building manager likes me. Fucking he's
the
a
only guy that hates you in there is that weird
that old
man.
Guy. But yeah, he hates everyone. But now you don't see him anymore because everyone's yelled at him. Everyone got motivated with my yelling. I've told this guy to go fuck himself so many times.
Yeah. So are you still looking at buying or you're waiting?
I'm looking, but there's no way I'm going to do it now because even though the prices went down, the interest is so high.
Yeah. So you got to wait for the sweet spot.
Yeah, or else I'm going to end up having to pay $4,000 a month in mortgage plus all. It's unaffordable. It's crazy.
Yeah, and another thing that's fucked up with cars is because people bought cars that
I thought we were talking about houses.
Yeah, we left cars.
We're talking about apartments and cars. You're like, another thing about trains. Nah. Did you know?
No, because the loans people took out on them, a lot of them are defaulting because they bought cars they couldn't afford. And these are like Elantras. I met guy, an Uber driver, $26,000 for an Elantra, a 2014
that's
Elantra.
Insane. That's so stupid.
I'm like, dude, but you got fucked, bro. I paid a good price.
Wait till January. Wait till you see what's going to happen in the housing market here. That's why I was telling why houses are already going. You remember the duplex and triplexes? They were going for over $1 million. They all just jumped up.
Yeah.
Now go look on Realtor. Just pull out Realtor. You'll see, even in a Huntsic, $700,000. The reason why they're getting rid of them, it's the people that they took the fixed mortgage for 2-3 years, whatever it was, as soon as it started.
Yeah.
The renewals, most renewals are apparently up between 2024 and 2026.
God damn.
So now they're starting to calculate. They go, okay, I got a sweet thing. I'm paying $2,000 a month. But my interest is going to go from 3% to 6 or 7.
Yeah.
So what the fuck? I can't afford 6 G's a month on this. Yeah, I got to get rid of this fucking house. That's what's happening.
Fuck, bro.
Canada is going to get rattled soon.
Yeah.
There's a Repo Man videos are popular now. They're just repoing everything.
Fuck. There's a guy I love that on TikTok. He's a repo guy. He's like a black guy with a white girlfriend, and his girlfriend is very sassy. I didn't know that she was a white chick because she sounds like a parody black. Like she sounds like cartoon black.
Like New York? So New York?
No, he'll be like, you know, baby. Like he'll be hey, baby, this guy's a, you know. And she's always like, go, baby. And she calls him daddy.
You tell him, daddy. That's your car now.
Yeah. And he's always wanting to fight people. Like he wants to fight people. He's the best. Fuck.
Like the best is you see some of these videos, they go to repo and the guy, what they do so they don't get repoed, they park it in the porch. Like something like, because some of them will have access to the porch from the ground, like from the parking garage, and they park it in the porch and then they park cars in front of them so the repo man can't get it.
Wouldn't it be smarter? Here's the thing, okay? If you owe money on your car and you know someone's going to repossess it, shouldn't you park 2 blocks away?
Hmm.
Park.
Change the license plate.
Find one of your friends that lives three, go, hey, I'll park in your driveway. Is that cool?
Or you can store it for a fraction of the price.
Well, then it's useless.
Yeah, but
why are you paying for storage?
Then you can't use a car and you're paying for storage.
New business idea.
Listen, we store your fucking...
No. So let's say a monthly payment is $1,000 on a car.
Yeah.
You find a storage unit, it's about $100 to $200 a month for a car to store it. You pay that. It's more affordable. You wait until the loan goes away and everything.
The loan goes away. You know the loan when you don't pay it, how they go, you own it now.
No, it goes away after 3 years.
Oh, you rascal.
You think after 3 years they're not going to come after you?
They try to collect eventually, but not for the car anymore.
No, but the person who eventually bought for the debt car is going to want to get their money back.
Yes. But no, sorry, it's after 7 years it just disappears.
7 years
So you
got to
pay. Okay.
7 years, your debt, your credit resets.
Yeah.
If you owe someone, if they have a car... They don't stop. And then it becomes stolen, basically.
And let's just do the math, okay?
Yes, but now you have...
So $200 a month is $2,400 a year. Times seven years. So you're paying like a little over $15,000.
For what?
For nothing. And then, but after you paid the $15,000...
You have a brand new seven-year-old car.
You can get a car that is now worth...
$4,000.
Then you owe $18,000 on that $4,000 car.
And then once they catch you with it, you have zero.
Yeah.
Because of...
Yeah, you can't just go around stealing cars.
I know, bro. I'm just fucking around.
These are poor people plans.
These are cocaine plans. Yeah.
These are no cocaine plans are elaborate. This is poor people planning.
My uncle, I had an uncle who he'd always get repossessed everything, and he grew up in the era when they didn't have credit checks, so he'd always rent cars.
Hey, you were telling me this.
Yeah, so he'd rent, like, at first he started renting. He lived in the Saint Jean area, so he rented a car in Saint Jean. Never paid, not even the first one. So they'd repossess it after three, four months.
This is incredible.
So like after 4 months, they'd get the caddy.
That would be you in the
70s. Yeah, 100%.
Dressed like this.
Then after he'd go to like Montreal, and then so every place in Montreal knew him, every place in Laval knew him, every place in Brossard, every place in fucking Granby, Sherbrooke. And then by the time like I figured out he was doing this, he was renting cars. Like he'd drive up to the fucking the North Shore. Like he'd go to fucking like. Not the North Shore, but La Côte Nord, like the North Shore, like fucking Sept-Îles. Like he'd drive 12 God hours, damn. But then he'd have a Cadillac. So and he never paid. So he had like for 10 years, he always drove brand new caddies, and he'd change cars every 3 months. So we thought this fucking guy is rich, but he'd never paid.
That's he was a funny. Thief.
Yeah, he was just a thief.
This guy's awesome.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
And that's the thing about me. Like whenever I owe money. I get nervous about owing money, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to pay this back. I wish I could be one of those guys that, like, owes $1 million and goes, I don't know, who cares? What are they going to take? They're going to take my house? Take my house. I don't care. Sleep.
You got to listen to Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Mike.
Yeah, no, I read it he already, read, yeah. Yeah.
He read it before you were born, bro.
Yeah,
probably. what else is happening in the world? Wacky shit.
So, but I want to see why the Rich Dad, Poor Dad?
Because at least he didn't go with his usual interesting.
Yeah, yeah. But makes sense.
I thought of something, but then I completely forgot about it.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I read it like when it came out like
Mr. Kiyosaki.
15 years ago.
Yeah.
How would that help me about, like, because I said I wish I could be the type of person that wouldn't care if I owed money.
If you read between the lines, Mike, what that book says, never pay back your debts because money ain't real.
No, hold on. It says pay yourself first, no matter how much money you owe to the government or to the credit.
That's not at all the situation he was painting.
No. I was saying like those people that owe fucking millions but don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like
they paid themselves first, second, and third.
Yeah. Yeah, they read that and they're like, okay, only pay myself. Makes sense.
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Oh, I saw the dumbest fucking video on TikTok. There's this chick on TikTok. She's, I think I talked to you about her. Her and her sister are these OnlyFans twins. Like two chicks.
I heard about this.
And
they didn't pay taxes?
They didn't pay taxes, and then they were angry. And then today she did a video, and she was like, I pay more as an independent contractor, I pay more taxes than anyone. And even though I pay more taxes than anyone, I don't get a paid vacation. I don't get a pay. And I was like, does she know that it's not the government that pays like a paid vacation?
It's the employer.
It's the employer.
And you're the employer.
And you're the employer. So pay yourself a vacation if you want.
Oh, stupid bitch. What a dummy. By the way, I have to pay taxes, more taxes again.
Of course.
Because the taxes I paid the other month, the 10 G's was the directed source.
Okay.
So now I filed my corporate taxes. Like, yeah, you're going to pay again.
Yeah.
I was like, this is some fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Pay until you die, my boy.
Yeah, I got fucked this year too because I always pay à compte provisionnel. Like I pay the taxes before I have to pay the taxes.
Yeah, I waited and I'm fucked.
Because I used to wait all the time and then I'd be like at the end of the year, I'd always be like, I'm going to go bankrupt.
Yeah.
Every year, I'd be like, oh, geez, all right, okay, so do I call the mafia or the Hell's Angels? Like,
yeah.
So I started giving money, but since the last couple of years, I made more. Like, I got a thing saying that, like, even though I'd given them a shit ton of money, I still owed $30,000 more than what I was. So I paid that, and I was like, okay, I'm good. I'm good now, right? And then... they were like, no, that's just that you haven't like paid everything yet. That's just so that we're good for now, but you still owe last year's. And I was like,
oh my fucking God, dude. Yeah. I'm getting angry.
Yeah.
But hold on, don't they send you like how much you owe?
No, it's you know the thing is when you have a this is what I noticed is sometimes you just come back and like actually sometimes they even charge you penalties.
That should be illegal.
Like let's say if my accountant we did things like a day or two later, sometimes they'll charge me a penalty. Sometimes they won't.
Yeah.
Depends who you follow.
What is this? This is the mafia. This is mafia.
Yeah, no, it's definitely stupid. The mafia. Yeah. It's the same thing.
They learned from the mafia.
Yeah.
Plus, I know that there was certain mistakes made and I overpaid by a lot, but I don't know how to address it.
Yeah.
Because I think if I tell them, they're going to get mad at me. They're gonna treat
they
me
will get mad. It's the government. They but get mad all the time.
I think we overpaid by like thousands.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like how much in the like?
Like
tens
I
of thousands or?
Like a noticeable amount.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was a mistake. And I realized it recently and I go, oh, fuck. Now if I tell them, they're going to get mad at me. But yeah. Because they don't want to give money back.
Can't you balance it out on the next
thing? No, because they don't want to give money back. They're only giving credit.
Oh, but what I mean
so
is,
it's
let's
just
going
to be a pain in the ass.
Let's say it's $2,000, right?
Yeah.
Let's say on the next
yeah, they charge
do?
You $2,000 less.
Yeah.
That would be what normal people would do, not the government.
Mm. Hold on.
That happened to me last time. Last time they called me. They're like, yeah, they were mad at me because they owe, they go, you owe us, like there was a mistake. And they go, you still owe us like $130. I go, okay, but I paid, like that's not that much. And she goes, I'm looking here at your file. You have a credit like of $1,000 something. And I go, so I don't owe you or I owe you less technically? She goes, no, you have to pay it.
And then we'll give you your
and then you have
back.
Your credit. I go, but the credit is like 10 times more than what I owe you.
Just take the credit.
Just take the credit and just my credit becomes less. She's like, no, that's not how it works. And like, I was the idiot. Yeah,
for fuck's sake.
And I was
man.
Like, all right. Yeah, they're big that's assholes.
I owe them like 4 or 5 bills. But then like, because you know, when your accountant sets up the kind of like the like some kind of tax return, it's like 87 a month or some shit. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like, so instead it's of always a different number depending on how much you owe. Or it's not like.
So what I do is I realize that they started taking my $87 was supposed to direct deposit into my account every month.
Oh, because you it's personal. You're like,
yeah, it's personal.
Okay.
So I see they.
Us, it's business.
So So I see. I'm gonna get there one day too, boys. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna be in the same bullshit. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I see that they've been taking the 87 they're supposed to deposit into my account. And they keep sending me notices to pay. And they're like, we took your $87 to pay your balance.
Oh, because you
like,
owe them money.
Yeah, because I'm like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, it's the mafia, bro.
I'm just going to let them take the 87 until it's paid off. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, if that's the case, that's easy.
Yeah exactly.
Anywho, look, what I would suggest for you to do at home is a couple things. Number one, if you're in Montreal, you want to watch a good comedy show every Tuesday night at the Bordel. There's an English comedy show at 9:15 p.m. You'll never know who will drop in. Mike Ward tends to like to come by.
Tom Green was there.
Tom Green has done the English show. Rashid Badouri shows up. Emil Khoury is here often. We
Joey Elias
you get loves it.
The best comics in Canada.
Yeah, and out of Canada. When they're in town, we swipe
especially
them and throw
like
them on.
Now during the summer, it'll be the best time. Like during the festival,
I'm
there's going to be crazy, 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 crazy guests.
Yeah, I'm gonna put up a lot of surprises.
Gonna have
plan,
a
too.
Lot of Americans.
Yeah, so check that out at the Bordel. You can go to the Bordel website or my website. I have links. There's right on top on the tab. There's Bordel Tuesday nights. You can get tickets. Mike Ward, if you didn't already know, is going to be in Toronto July the 7th and 8th.
Yeah, July 7th at the Great Hall. My award-winning show in English. With you opening for me. And then the 8th, I'm doing a sous-écoute in French.
So exciting.
Yeah, at the comedy bar.
The bar of comedy.
Yeah.
So check that out. If you want to catch up on sous-écoute, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, which was the first ever actual big arena podcast that sold out 22,000 tickets. The Guinness World Records came to verify that. And Mike is in there right now as the record holder for the largest live podcast, the attendance, just in case other people are trying to steal his heat. He's the one who did it first. Poseidon is ThePoseidon69 on Twitter and Instagram. But yeah, if you want to check out the podcast, just go to patreon.com/SousaCoot. The entire back catalog of Sousa Coot is there, and you can catch up on all the funny episodes. You realize why there's so much hype around that goddamn podcast and why it's touring worldwide right now. And then you can come check it out in Toronto live if you are a French speaker. PantelsComedy.com for all of my stuff. I am everywhere. I got shows in French, shows in English. Come check them out. Thank you.
Les Rebelles is
Les Rebelles. Yeah. Brassard, Saint-Eustache. That's if you
theater shows.
If you speak French, that's going to be the craziest fucking shows to come watch. A lot of big surprises. Thank you, and go fuck yourselves.